Anvil Warriors defensively, it looks like this. Tyler Slack will be on the mound. Shane Bradley behind home plate. Caleb Gentry at first base. Blake Mills at second. Gabe Farnsley at third base. Mark Broderick at shortstop. In the outfield left to right, Brant Wilsey, Tony Ramirez, and Caden Toney. Your measurements here in Danville, 370 straight back, and they've got this big, tall fence. You could call it the back of the big black monster, I guess, to a certain degree. It goes back 350 in the power alleys and 315 down the line. It's a turf field. It's a beautiful facility here at Danville Community Schools, and we're glad that you're along today for this live coverage of our game with Northview on the road at Danville. And then hopefully this game wraps up by 3 o'clock because we'll be joining the Indianapolis Motor Speedway Radio Network for live coverage of the Indy Grand Prix today as they kick off the month of May racing as we lead up to the world's greatest race and, of course, coverage all month long from Speedway on WAMB. Forecast looks like about a 40% chance of showers after 4 o'clock for the Danville-Indianapolis area, so we should be able to get this one in. But Dennis Porter, our studio producer, told me we've had some rain. Didn't last very long back in Brazil, but there were some isolated thunder showers that were moving through west-central Indiana in the past couple of hours. So we're about set for action. Besides the wonderful facilities, we've got a great press box that I'm sitting in and staying nice and warm. I want to thank the Northview Boosters today. They had a tailgate party to feed the teams, and they invited me to be a part of that. So great cheeseburgers on the grill and a nice way to take good care of the players and staff, and happy to be a part of that. Danville's a 3A school. Of course, normally Northview would be 2, except for the success factor since winning the 3A state championship. But that should change next year unless Northview would go deep in the tournament again this year. We mentioned the sectional last night, and I'll mention it again. Northview did draw the bye on Memorial Day, so they will await the winner of Avon versus Plainfield. They're scheduled to play at 10 o'clock on Monday, May 27th. That's the day after the 500, and we'll have coverage for you at 9:50 a.m. that day from Terre Haute North here on WAMB. We've also added the girls' softball sectional to our broadcast lineup since it does not conflict with the boys. And they've adjusted the schedule a couple of times there, but they're going to play May 21st on a Tuesday night at around 7:30 against Brown County from the Owen County or the Owen Valley 3A softball sectional. We'll tell you more about some of our other games coming up between now and tournament time, but we're ready for baseball. Trey Shaw steps in, and the first pitch from Tyler Slack, and that will be a ball, and this game is underway. So Trey Shaw ready to go with the next pitch. Here's the 1-0 from Slack. Nice, hard-hit ball out to right field. Caden Toney going back. He cannot get to it. Shaw rounding first, heading for second. He may go for three. He's on his way. A diving Pete Rose-style dive, and he is safe. So Trey Shaw leads things off for Northview with a big triple. He earned that, too. Boy, he found a perfect spot in right center field and got a big hit to lead Northview off here to get this game rolling. Corbin Allen, the catcher, will bat next. We'll see if he can drive the run home. Tyler Slack is a left-hander. And there's a nice hit out to left field. That'll bring Trey Shaw home, and Northview takes a 1-0 lead. So two big hits to start the top of the first, and Northview is off to a great start. So two hits and one run, nobody out here in the top of the first. This will bring up first baseman Dylan Zinko. Corbin Allen takes his lead at first. Slack's going to make a throw to first base to Caleb Gentry, and Allen's back in time. So a 1-0 ball game here in the top of the first. Northview off to a big start as Tyler Slack delivers the pitch. That's a ball, 2-0 the count. Dylan Zinko steps in. Slack delivers the 2-0 on the outside corner for a called strike. So two balls, one strike, nobody out here in the top of the first. Northview with a 1-0 lead. And, oh, they've got a runner between first and second. They throw it to second, and do they get him? They do. Corbin Allen had too big of a lead, and Slack made a nice fake, decided to make the throw to first after Corbin Allen decided to go for the steal, and Slack just was able to nail him at second base. Or actually, it came from Caleb Gentry. So Allen out at second, one down, and a correction, Dylan Zenko with a 1-1 count. Here it is. That ball popped up, should be playable. The first baseman, Caleb Gentry, is calling for it. He makes the grab, and there's two down.
Now batting the pitcher, number 27, Gavin Morris.
Gavin Morris will bat next. He'll be pitching today for Northview. With two down here in the top of the first, nobody on. Northview leading 1-0. Trey Shaw got things started with a big triple. Corbin Allen knocked him in, and that's where we stand. Here's the pitch. That's a ball. 1-0 the count. Tyler Slack delivers the 1-0 pitch. Hard hit ball. That's going to be a base hit out to left field. So Gavin Morris helps the Knights pick up their third hit of the day.
Third baseman, Cade Runke.
Cade Runke will bat next for Northview. He's playing third base today. Getting some instructions from Coach Trout. I think we've got a courtesy runner now. Parker Johnson will run for Gavin Morris at first.
Courtesy runner, number one, Parker Johnson.
Tyler Slack looks in for the sign, checks the runner at first, delivers the pitch. That's low and outside, ball one. The 1-0 pitch. Swing and a miss. Ball gets away from Shane Bradley, the catcher, so that will allow Parker Johnson to head to second. A 1-1 count to Cade Runke. Here's the pitch from the left-hander. High and outside, 2-1 the count. So two down here in the top of the first. Knights have a 1-0 lead. We have a runner at second. That's Parker Johnson. The pitch. A bit low and outside. 3-1 the count. Johnson takes his lead at second. Here's the pitch. That's low for ball four. So Cade Runke is on with the base on balls.
Now batting, number 25, Keegan Garrison.
Keegan Garrison, the left fielder, will bat next for the Knights. With two runners on at second and first, nobody on third, two down. Knights lead the Warriors 1-0. The pitch, called strike on the outside corner. You're tuned to WAMB, Brazil, Terre Haute, your home for timeless classics at AM 1130, FM 99.5, and 106.9. Foul ball. Runners will advance, though. At least Johnson makes it over to third. He slides in. He's safe. So now we have runners on the corners. Nobody on at second. Trying to bring in more runs before wrapping up this first inning, which has been a quick start for Northview. Keegan Garrison with an 0-2 count with two down. He steps in. Tyler Slack checks the runner, delivers the pitch. Outside, 1-2. 1-2 pitch on the way. Got a piece of it. Actually, it's going to go down the third base line, but it will go foul. So the count remains 1-2. Today's game brought to you in part by U.S. Lawns of Central Indiana. Mulch Madness is underway. For delivery or for pickup or installation, call U.S. Lawns of Central Indiana at 812-605-8080. U.S. Lawns of Central Indiana, a proud supporter of Northview Sports. One ball, two strikes. Two down, runners on the corners. Knights lead 1-0. That ball is foul down the third baseline. Just can't get over how nice this field is. First year I've seen turf at both Mooresville and now Danville, and I'm becoming more sold on it every time I see it. The 1-2 pitch. That ball popped up and out of play. Last night, if you were tuned in or at the game in person, Trey Tucker took 15 pitches in the bottom of the seventh before getting the hit that we needed to win the game against Terre Haute North 3-2. Braden Nevins crossed the plate, and we went home happy. Swing and a miss. They strike out Keegan Garrison, but a good start to the game for Northview. They picked up a total of 1 run, 3 hits, and we left 1 on. After a half inning of baseball, it's Northview 1, Danville coming to bat.
One of the best gifts you can give your family is life insurance. I'm Chad Schottmeyer, your local Indiana Farm Bureau insurance agent here in Brazil. Nobody likes to think of their demise, but I've witnessed the impact life insurance can have for those who are left behind. Protect your most important asset, your family. Life insurance can protect your home and your loved ones, and it costs less than you think. Call me, Chad Schottmeyer, at Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance in Brazil at 812-446-2521.
Are you seeking a position that offers great employee benefits with bonus potential and most of all pays well? Great Dane of Brazil, Indiana is currently hiring. They offer starting wages between $13 and $15 an hour, along with fantastic benefits for full-time employees after 90 days with Great Dane. Benefits include health and dental insurance, 401k with employer match, company-provided pension, and a quarterly bonus program. If you're ready to start a new career, call 812-443-4711 or visit the Career Center at greatdane.com.
The voice of the Northview Knights, Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Back at Danville High School, I'm Dave Crooks on Timeless Classics, WAMB. We go to the bottom half of the first inning where Northview leads by a score of 1-0. Leading off for Danville will be shortstop Mark Broderick. Then batting second and playing second base will be Blake Mills. Batting third and playing first base, Caleb Gentry. Batting fourth and in the center field spot is Tony Ramirez. Gavin Morris is on the mound today. The right-hander warming up. Corbin Allen behind home plate. Dylan Zenko at first. Caleb Swearingen at second. Cade Rumke at third. Trey Shaw in short. In the outfield left to right, Keegan Garrison, Braden Nevins, and Trey Tucker.
Mark Broderick.
So Mark Broderick will step up to the plate. The Knights with 3 hits to lead the first inning off and 1 big run. Let's see what Danville can do. Gavin Morris delivers the first pitch. Foul ball down toward the Northview dugout. Oh, wait a minute. What happened? Oh, there was catcher interference, they're telling me. So I missed that. So they're going to wave the runner to first base. So do we call that an actual error then, I guess? An E2 or not? Next batter is Blake Mills, the second baseman. Morris ready to deliver the pitch. On the outside corner for a called strike. So the tying run is on at first. They called interference on the catcher, Corbin Allen, and allowed him to go to first. Morris throws to Zentko at first. The runner is back on the bag in time. The pitch. He tries a bunt. It's in the air, and Boyd Zentko can't quite get to it fast enough. If he could have got there about a second earlier, he would have had a pop fly. The count 0-1 on Blake Mills. A runner at first, nobody at second and third. No outs, bottom of the first inning. Northview leading Danville 1-0. Gavin Morris checks the runner. The right-hander checks again. Some of the Danville players suggesting balk, but it wasn't. Inside corner, or what'd they call? They're going to call it a ball. 1-1 the count. The check swing. Did I see him go 1-2, or is it 1-1? 1-1. All right. The pitch. Called strike on the outside corner, and that was strike number 3. So it was 1-2, and he got caught looking. So that's the first out.
Now that is the bingo. Number 16, Caleb Gentry,
the first baseman, will bat next for Danville with one down, a runner on at first, nobody at second and third. Here's the pitch, high and inside, 1-0 the count. Happy Mother's Day weekend to all the mothers listening today. We hope you have a wonderful weekend. Sorry that the temperatures aren't better. I don't recall a Mother's Day this cold in a long, long time, maybe never. The 1-0 pitch, outside corner, called strike, 1-1 the count. Gavin Morris checks the runner, delivers the pitch, runner going for second. That ball smashed back towards Swearingen. He bobbles it. That's going to be an error.
Now batting for Danville, center fielder.
We'll see what the official decision is, but it looked like it's an E4. Yeah, it will be. That's been Craig Trout's stressor, has been too many errors this season. We've got some talented players, but they've dropped a few games because of errors like that. They've got to get over that as they get closer to tournament time. So now with two runners on, swing and a miss by Tony Ramirez, the center fielder. So 0-1 the count with one down here in the bottom of the first. Northview leading Danville 1-0, but the Warriors have the tying run at second, the go-ahead run at first. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss on a breaking ball. 0-2 the count. Ramirez batting left-handed. Gavin Morris checks the runner at second. The 0-2 pitch. That's low. It gets away from Allen. Runners will advance. So now you've got runners at third and second for Danville. Again, one down here in the bottom of the first. Broderick on at third, Gentry at second. Ramirez is your batter. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. Second strikeout of the game so far for Gavin Morris. Caden Tony, the right fielder, will bat now for Danville. Trying to drive in a run with two down, runners at third and second. Here comes the pitch. That's low. Ball one. Today's game, a service of WTHI TV 10. Depend on News 10, WTHI. Coverage you can count on. The 1-0 pitch. That's low. 2-0 the count. Caden Toney steps in. Gavin Morris, the right-hander, delivers the pitch. Hard hit ball. It bounces back toward Trey Shaw. He makes the throw to first. They get the out. 6-3, we'll call it. That prevents Danville from scoring. In the inning, the Warriors did not pick up any hits. There were no runs. We had two Northview errors. And after one inning of baseball on the Great Dane scoreboard, Northview leads Danville 1-0.
Tax reform impacts virtually every tax return this year. Wondering what that means for your refund, but don't want to spend hours reading the tax code? Head over to H&R Block. They'll help you find every credit and deduction and get every dollar you deserve, so you can spend more time thinking about what to do with your maximum refund and less time trying to figure out tax reform. In person or online, Block has your back.
This is Sue Goshen from your family-owned H&R Block in Brazil. Have tax reform questions? We have answers. Visit us today.
Exhausted and mother go hand in hand. Kind of like summer and overcommitment. We've got lots of plans for the long days ahead. Lots of sticky hands to hold and sharp blocks to step on. That's why I love the energizing Red Bull slush from Sonic. Ah, tastes like spring break 2003. I drove a van then, and I drive a van now. Buckle up, kids. Ever done a donut?
Keep it going all summer long with the Sonic Red Bull Slush, now half price when you order ahead. Red Bull Slush not recommended for children, pregnant or nursing women, and persons sensitive to caffeine. See menu for details. For a limited time only, participating Sonic Friday.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Good afternoon, everyone. Dave Crooks at Danville High School as we get set to go to the top of the second inning. Leading things off will be Trey Tucker, the right fielder, the co-player of the game last night. He just kept trying to hit that ball last night, foul ball after foul ball, 15 pitches in the bottom of the seventh before he got the one that drove in Braden Nevins and gave the Knights the win over the Terre Haute North Patriots last night. That pitch is high. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Swing and a miss. Tyler Slack. And that pitch, boy, that's a nice hit out to left field. So a good job by Trey Tucker. And the Knights have their fourth hit of the game. So this will bring up
the DH, number 13, Dylan Boer.
Dylan Boer. A throw to first, runner is safe. We've got lots of action next week. We'll be at home Tuesday for the Western Indiana Conference crossover game, the fifth place battle between Indian Creek and Northview. That ball smashed down toward the pitcher. He'll have to do his best to get it to first base, and he does. They get the out, but it does move Trey Tucker over to second.
Now batting number 5, Braden Nevins.
So you can call that a sacrifice bunt. Braden Nevins, the center fielder, is your batter. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. So Trey Tucker on at second. Nobody on the corners. One down. A 1-0 lead for Northview. We're at the top of the second. Here's the pitch. Got a piece of it for a foul ball. Today's game, a service of Sue Goshen, your family-owned H&R Block at 428 East National Avenue in Brazil. Braden Nevin steps in again. The pitch way outside, 1-2 the count. Very cloudy skies here at Danville. We know there's a threat of rain later this afternoon. The 1-2 pitch. A little bit of a curveball, 1-2, or 2-2 the count. So two balls and two strikes to Braden Nevins. Tucker takes the lead at second. The pitch, swing and a miss, and they struck him out. So that's the second strikeout of the day for Tyler Slack.
Number 14, Trey Shaw.
Now we go to the top of the order with Trey Shaw. He led things off with that big triple and scored the only run in the game so far. Here's the pitch. That's low and outside. The 1-0 pitch. High and outside, 2-0 the count. Checking the weather service. Showers likely in the Danville area, mainly after 3. Cloudy with a high of 58. And the chance of rain at 60%, looking at about a tenth of an inch possible. And then showers tonight, low of 45. As that pitch, a ball, 2-1 the count. And that's a ball, 3-1 the count. Trey Shaw, your batter. Trey Tucker at second. Nobody on the corners. Two down, top of the second. 1-0 lead, Northview on top. Tyler Slack. And a called strike on the outside corner. So the count now full at 3-2. Trey Shaw headed to DePaul this fall for both football and then baseball. The payoff pitch. That ball popped up in shallow left field. That could be a problem for Danville. It's going to drop in foul territory, just barely. Had a few inches to go, we would have seen a base hit out of that. So the count remains full with two out, top of the second. Trey Tucker on at second. Trey Shaw is your batter. Nobody on the corners. Tyler Slack delivers the payoff pitch. Hard hit ball to the shortstop. Mark Roderick takes it to Gentry at first. They get the out, and that ends the Northview threat. So score that 6-3. No runs. We did pick up a hit. We did leave one on. We've played 1.5 here at Danville. And on the Great Dane scoreboard, it's Northview leading Danville 1-0.
Mulch Madness is underway at U.S. Lawns of Central Indiana. Get your mulch today. Pickup or delivery available 8 to 5 Monday through Friday and 10 to 1 Saturdays. Price per yard is only $27 for natural, $35 for dyed, or call for details on delivery and installation. Call U.S. Lawns of Central Indiana, 605-8083. U.S. Lawns of Central Indiana, located at 1309 Fruit Ridge Avenue in Terre Haute.
It's Mulch Madness.
Now at U.S. Lawns of Central Indiana.
At News 10, we bring you more of the day's top local stories, letting you know how they'll impact your town, your neighborhood, your family. When severe weather threatens, we bring you Mother Nature's story, helping keep you and your family safe until the storm has passed. And what would life in the Wabash Valley be without our sports? Whether it's your high school or favorite local college, we keep you in step with your team's stories. The stories of the Wabash Valley. Only on News 10. Coverage you can count on.
You're listening to the best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Back at Danville High School, I'm Dave Crooks on Timeless Classics WAMB. We're on the AM dial at 1130, on the FM dial in Brazil at 106.9, on the FM dial in Terre Haute, 99.5, or on the web from anywhere at WAMBradio.com. We go to the bottom half of the second inning. The Knights lead Danville 1-0. So far, the Knights have had four hits, and they have committed two errors. Your batter is Brant Wilsey, the left fielder. So Wilsey steps up to the plate. Gavin Morris will go to work on him. Morris, the right-hander, delivers. That ball bounced foul down the third baseline. The Indy Grand Prix race coming up today from the Indianapolis Motor Speedway Radio Network. We'll join the net sometime around 3 o'clock following this broadcast. The 0-1 pitch, low and outside. Next weekend, we'll have time trial coverage on both Saturday and Sunday. Of course, Carb Day the following week on Thursday, and then, of course, the race on May 26th. The 1-1 pitch from Gavin Morris. That's a called strike. So the count now 1-2. The 1-2 pitch from Gavin Morris. Swing and a miss, and he strikes him out. Third strikeout of the day for Gavin Morris. This will bring up Gabe Farnsley, the third baseman. Morris set to go. Here's the pitch. Called strike on the outside corner. Morris ready for the 0-1. Called strike on the outside corner. 0-2 the count. Morris delivers the 0-2, swing and a miss, and he strikes him out. Two strikeouts in a row for Gavin Morris, his fourth of the day.
Now batting, designated hitter, Maxwell Schumacher.
The DH is next, Max Schumacher. He's the DH for the pitcher, Tyler Slack. Northview has committed two errors today, but they lead 1-0. The pitch. Hard hit ball, but Gavin Morris makes a nice catch. He'll take his time and give it to Dylan Zinko. And that's that. In the inning for Danville. Three up, three down. We've played two on the Great Dane scoreboard. It's Northview 1, Danville 0.
I'm Dave Crooks from WAMB. When Shelley and I moved to Brazil, we had to find new people to do business with. Finding an auto mechanic was easy. We trust Tony Lorenz and his team at Lorenz Service. Tony is a third-generation family-owned business that has always made us feel like family. Tony and his team truly care about their customers. When you need a good mechanic, call Lorenz Service, 400 East National Avenue in Brazil, 486-7331, or visit LorenzService.com.
Are you experiencing back or neck pain? Quit suffering and get the relief you need now. Contact Shaw Chiropractic with offices at 78 Forest Park Plaza in Brazil and 4320 South 7th Street in Terre Haute. Dr. Michael Shaw and Dr. Julie Anderson Shaw are accepting new patients. They want to help relieve your pain. Get the relief you need now by calling Shaw Chiropractic, 443-2225, 443-2225, Shaw Chiropractic.
This is Timeless Classics WAMB. Stream us on the web at WAMBradio.com.
We're back at Danville High School. I'm Dave Crooks. Glad to have you tuned in with us on Timeless Classics WAMB. We go to the top half of the third inning. Northview trying to hold on to a 1-0 lead. Due up will be Corbin Allen, the catcher, first baseman Dylan Zentko, and then pitcher Gavin Morris. A quick meeting at the mound with the infield of the Warriors. A little encouragement for each other, and away they go. So Corbin Allen got a single in the first, then he got trapped between first and second, trying to steal second, and they nailed him on the throw to second. Tyler Slack, the left-handed pitcher for Danville. The windup and the throw. First pitch, a ball. 1-0 the count. The 1-0 count. The pitch is inside and high, 2-0. The 2-0 pitch, popped up, may be playable, but nope, it's going to be foul. So 2-1 the count. Corbin Allen, ready to go. We're in the top of the third, the 2-1 pitch. That ball foul down the third baseline. Craig Trout makes the nice recovery. 2-2 the count. The 2-2 pitch. Straight back toward the mound. It's going to actually make it all the way out to center field for a nice base hit. So Corbin Allen gets his second hit of the day. Dylan Zentko will bat next. Out by the first baseman in the first. One nothing ball game. Knights have the lead. No outs here in the top of the third. A runner at first, nobody at second and third. And a throw to first. Runner is back on in time. That's again Corbin Allen. Today's game, a service of Riddell National Bank. You're not a number. You are our neighbor. Here's the pitch. And he reached for that one, a foul ball. So the count 0-1. Gets a big old smile from Craig Trout. Dylan Zentko steps in again, ready for the 0-1 pitch. That's low, 1-1 the count. One ball, one strike, nobody out. Corbin Allen takes his lead at first. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss, 1-2. Zentko steps in again. Tyler Slack with the 1-2 pitch. Inside, the ball gets away from the catcher, Shane Bradley, so Corbin Allen will steal second. So the count even now at 2-2. Swing and a miss, and Zentko will head back to the dugout.
Now batting number 27, Gavin Morris.
Third strikeout of the day so far for Tyler Slack. This will bring up Gavin Morris. He got a single in the first. Corbin Allen takes his lead at second. Nobody on the corners. Here comes the pitch. That's a ball. 1-0 the count. Congratulations to our very own Corey Clark, graduate of Danville High School. He graduates at Indiana State University today, so he'll be joining me for some of the broadcasts next week. Gavin Morris stepped out of the box for a moment to clarify a couple of signals with Coach Trout. Now he steps back in. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Inside corner, called strike. So the count, 1-1. The 1-1 pitch. Foul ball. So the count, 1-2. Today's game, a service of Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance agent Chad Schottmeyer in Brazil. Call Chad at 812-208-3244 for an insurance quote today. One and two. Corbin Allen takes his lead at second. Nobody on the corners. Pitch is outside. 2-2 the count. Stick around for our Indy Grand Prix broadcast later today at 3 o'clock or whenever this game is over, if it's after 3. Network coverage starts at 3. The race starts about 4 o'clock. Got a piece of it. Count remains 2-2. We'll have some practice updates next week throughout the day. Next Saturday and Sunday, we'll have extensive qualifying coverage, which means we won't be following the Northview team to Bedford for the Invitational. So we can bring you the 500 qualification coverage. The 2-2 pitch, that's high. We've got a full count. 2 weeks from tomorrow, the greatest race in the world, the Indy 500, right here on WAMB at 11 a.m. Tyler Slack, ready for the payoff pitch. Foul ball. Reminiscent of last night when Gavin Morris took 15 pitches and just kept fouling them until he finally got the one that was the game winner. We've got a time in the action. Danville's coach Pat O'Neill wants to talk to his pitcher, so we've got a brief break, full count situation, one down, top of the third inning. Our broadcast scheduled next week, Tuesday, it's the WIC crossover game at 6 o'clock at Northview. Indian Creek will come to town. We'll have the broadcast at 5:50. Then Wednesday, it'll be a road trip to Vincennes Lincoln. That'll be a 5:50 start as well on WAMB. Looking ahead to the postseason schedule, the 3A softball tournament down at Owen Valley, Northview takes on Brown County. That'll be on Tuesday, May 21st, weather permitting, of course. 7:30, we'll have the broadcast. If they win that game, they would be in the softball sectional championship the following night on Wednesday, May 22nd. So we'll have coverage of hopefully both games if Northview wins the semifinal round. Hard hit ball to left field, going back. Is it fair? No, it's foul. Almost made the 3:15 mark, didn't it? So a foul ball on Gavin Morris. Count remains full at 3-2. And in the baseball sectional, the 4A sectional at Terre Haute North, Northview waits until Memorial Day. They drew the bye. They'll play at 10 in the morning against either Avon or Plainfield, and we'll have the coverage. The payoff pitch. Hard hit ball to left field. That's going to drop for a base hit. Runner rounding third, heading for home, and the Knights take a 2-0 lead. So Corbin Allen will score.
Now batting number 20, Cade Rumke.
As Gavin Morris gets his second hit of the day, and he made a double out of that, and he's going to have a courtesy runner. So that'll bring Parker Johnson out to second.
Courtesy runner number 1, Parker Johnson.
The batter now will be Cade Rumke, the third baseman. He got on with the base on balls in the first. 2-0 lead for Northview. One out here in the top of the third. Here's the pitch. Called strike. Your line score for Northview, 2 runs, 6 hits, 2 errors, all zeros right now for Danville. The 0-1, ball smashed down to Blake Mills at second. He'll make the throw to first base to Caleb Gentry in time for the out. It will move Gavin Morris over to third.
Number 25, Keegan Garrison.
So with two down, here comes Coach O'Neill again. He might make a change. We'll see. So a break in the action with two down here in the bottom of the third. Northview leading 2-0. We've got a runner in scoring position. Gavin Morris at third. And, yes, we are going to see a pitching change. So Tyler Slack will head to the bench. And that looks like, is that Kyle Brabick? No, that is Shane Bradley, isn't it? Number two? I'm still off. Number one. Brabeck, okay. So Kyle Brabeck, I had it right the first time. We'll take a break in the action as Danville is changing pitchers. Back with more after these messages.
My name is Jeremy Montgomery. I'm the Energy Services Specialist at Park County RMC. We wanted to reach out to our members and inform you that through our Power Moves program, we have $1,500 in rebates for the install of geothermal systems. This can be combined with an additional $800 in bill credits, and until the end of 2019, there is a 30% federal credit. For details, contact our office, or for additional energy efficiency tips and rebates, visit parkcountyremc.com.
We were choosing colors for the house, and I stopped and looked at Mike and said, "We're really doing this, aren't we?" The process was challenging, but Riddell was there for us every step of the way. The mortgage, closing, they eased our stress. It made sense when Mike said,
"We're really doing this."
Mortgage loans made easy from Riddell. Riddell National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender. Making friends since 1885.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
The new pitcher for Danville is junior Kyle Brabeck. So he takes over for Tyler Slack. He'll enter for Slack. We have two down here in the top of the third. And it's 2-0 in favor of Northview. We've got Gavin Morris on at third. Keegan Garrison is your batter, the left fielder. He struck out in the first. So Garrison, ready for the first pitch. Here it is. Popped up, should be playable in shallow right field. If they can get to it, they won't be able to get to it. It'll bring in a run, and the Knights lead 3-0. So Garrison found the perfect spot in shallow right field.
Now about it.
He gets a hit.
Trey Tucker.
So that is our seventh hit of the game. Trey Tucker back at the plate. He got a single in the second. So a runner at first, nobody at second and third, and a throw back to first. The runner is safe. That, again, is Keegan Garrison. That ball looped toward the shortstop. It's caught in the air, and that will end the inning for Northview. So for the Knights, they did pick up two more runs. We had two hits. We left one on. And at the end of 2.5 on the Great Dane scoreboard, Northview leads Danville by a score of 3-0.
One of the best gifts you can give your family is life insurance. I'm Chad Schottmeyer, your local Indiana Farm Bureau insurance agent here in Brazil. Nobody likes to think of their demise, but I've witnessed the impact life insurance can have for those who are left behind. Protect your most important asset, your family. Life insurance can protect your home and your loved ones, and it costs less than you think. Call me, Chad Schottmeyer, at Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance in Brazil at 812 812- 446-2521.
Are you seeking a position that offers great employee benefits with bonus potential and most of all pays well? Great Dana Brazil Indiana is currently hiring. They offer starting wages between $13 and $15 an hour, along with fantastic benefits for full-time employees after 90 days with Great Dane. Benefits include health and dental insurance, 401k with employer match, company-provided pension, and a quarterly bonus program. If you're ready to start a new career, call 812-443-4711 or visit the Career Center at greatdane.com.
The best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Back at Danville High School, I'm Dave Crooks. We go to the bottom half of the third inning. Northview leads Danville 3-0. Shane Bradley, the catcher, will lead things off for the Warriors. First pitch is a called strike. Defensively for Northview, you've got Gavin Morris on the mound, Corbin Allen, the catcher, Dylan Zinko at first, Caleb Swearingen at second, Cade Rumpke at third, Trey Shaw at short. Called strike. 0-2 the count. Keegan Garrison is in left field, Braden Nevins in center, and Trey Tucker in right field. The 0-2 pitch, swing and a miss, struck him out. So for Morris, 1, 2, 3, 4, his fifth strikeout of the day. Go to the top of the order now for Danville. It'll be shortstop Mark Broderick. He got on with an error in the first. It was interference by Corbin Allen, the catcher. First time I've seen that all season. 3-0 score, Northview with the lead. Here comes the pitch from Gavin Morris. That's low and outside, ball one. Again, we're back on the air Tuesday at 5:50 from Northview when Indian Creek comes to town for the fifth-place WIC crossover game. The pitch. That ball smashed back to Trey Shaw at short. He'll make the throw to Dylan Zinko in time for the out. Score that 6-3.
Not bad for Danville.
Blake Mills, the second baseman, will bat next for the Warriors. He struck out in the first. Nobody on and two down here in the bottom of the third. A 3-0 Northview lead. Gavin Morris delivers. Outside corner for a called strike. We mentioned Tuesday night we're at home against Indian Creek. Wednesday on the road to Vincennes. Coverage both nights at 5:50 here on WAMB. Swing and a miss on the next pitch. 0-2 the count. Gavin Morris delivers the 0-2. A bit low. 1-2 the count. The 1-2 pitch, swing and a miss, and they strike him out. In the inning for Danville, three up, three down. We've played three, and on the Great Dane scoreboard, it's still Northview 3, Danville nothing.
Tax reform impacts virtually every tax return this year. Wondering what that means for your refund, but don't want to spend hours reading the tax code? Head over to H&R Block. They'll help you find every credit and deduction and get every dollar you deserve, so you can spend more time thinking about what to do with your maximum refund and less time trying to figure out tax reform. In person or online, Block has your back.
This is Sue Goshen from your family-owned H&R Block in Brazil. We understand local taxes because we are local. Visit us today.
Exhausted and mother go hand in hand. Kind of like summer and overcommitment. We've got lots of plans for the long days ahead. Lots of sticky hands to hold and sharp blocks to step on. That's why I love the energizing Red Bull slush from Sonic. Ah, tastes like spring break 2003. I drove a van then, and I drive a van now. Buckle up, kids. Ever done a donut?
Keep it going all summer long with the Sonic Red Bull Slush. Now half price when you order ahead. Red Bull Slush not recommended for children, pregnant or nursing women, and persons sensitive to caffeine. See menu for details. For a limited time only, participating Sonic Red Bull.
Listen to Bob Lovell and Indiana Sports Talk Friday and Saturdays from 9:30 to midnight on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Back at Danville High School, I'm Dave Crooks on Timeless Classics WAMB. We go to the top half of the fourth inning where designated hitter Dylan Boer will bat next for Northview. Kyle Brabick, the pitcher, the right-hander, delivers. Outside, ball one. Defensively for the Warriors, Kyle Brabick, the pitcher, Shane Bradley, the catcher, Caleb Gentry at first, Blake Mills at second, Gabe Farnsley at third. That ball popped up. Not sure if it's playable. Looks like it's going to be foul. Mark Broderick, the shortstop for Danville. Brant Wilsey in left. Tony Ramirez in center. And Caden Toney in right field. Still cloudy skies in Danville. Threat of rain sometime after 3 or 4 o'clock, so we should be able to get this one in. The 1-1 pitch. That's low for a ball. 2-1 the count. Today's game, a service of Park County REMC, your Touchtone Energy Cooperative. The 2-1 pitch, that's high, 3-1 the count. We would love to have your sponsorship for our postseason coverage. Just call the Radio Center, 420-2518. We'll be happy to sign you up for both the girls' softball and boys' baseball games in the postseason. Swing and a miss on that pitch, full count now at 3-2. On Dylan Boer. The payoff pitch. High for ball four. So a base on balls for Dylan Boer. This will bring up Braden now Nevins, batting, the center fielder.
Braden Nevins.
My goodness, that's a lot of signals to learn out there. I was watching Coach Trout, and that's work trying to make sure you understand what he's trying to tell his batter, but I'm sure they know it looks like it's going to be a bunt, and the bunt is going to go to second instead. They're going to make the throw to second, and it worked. Nice move by Gabe Farnsley. He decided, why go to first? I'll go to second, and it worked for him. So a fielder's choice, call it 5-4. Trey Shaw will lead things, or he is the leadoff batter, I should say. He got a triple in the first, got tossed out by the shortstop in the second. One down, a runner at first, nobody at second and third. And a throw back to first, and our runner is safe. Again, that's Braden Nevins. Here is the throw to first again. Nevins is back on the bag in time. 3-0 score. Northview leads Danville. We're on the top half of the fourth inning. Here's the pitch. Called strike. 0-1 the count. Instead we're going to throw back to Nevins again, and he's safe. Today's game, a service of Sonic Drive-In with two locations in Terre Haute. The 0-1 pitch. Nice hard hit smash to the shortstop. He'll throw to second. They get the out there, but they can't complete the double play. Wasn't a perfect throw to first. But they do get the out. At least at second.
Now batting, number 21, Corbin Allen.
So Dylan Boer will head back to the dugout. Trey Shaw is on at first with two down. This will bring up Corbin Allen, who has two hits for the day. He also scored one of Northview's three runs. He picked that up in the third inning. A throw to first. Runner is safe. And now we're going to take a moment to tie some shoes here. The Indy Grand Prix race coming up today at 3 o'clock here on Timeless Classics, WAMB. We should be able to hit that pre-race time by 3, it looks like. The pitch, called strike on the outside corner. 0-1 the count. Another throw to first. Trey Shaw is safe. The 0-1 pitch. Foul ball. Big thanks to the Northview Boosters for feeding the team and the coaches and even yours truly today between games. That was a nice treat. The 0-2 pitch. Nice hit out to right field. That's going to drop in the power alley area. Trey Shaw rounding third, heading for home. And it looks like it's going to be a stand-up. Well, he's going to slide. A big triple to Corbin Allen. His third hit in this game today. And the Knights have a 4-0 lead.
Now batting, number 37, Dylan Zinko.
So Dylan Zinko will bat next. He's 0-for-2 today. A strikeout in the third. Out at first in the first. Can we bring home Corbin Allen to make it a 5-0 lead? That'll be Dylan Zinko's mission with two down here in the top half of the fourth inning. The pitch, that's a ball. Second triple of the day for Northview. Trey Shaw and Corbin Allen will take those honors. The 1-0 pitch. Ooh, perfect line drive. Line drive down the third base line. It couldn't have been more perfect. It'll bring home a run, and the Knights lead 5-0. So Dylan Zinko gets a big hit. It was a hard-hit ball, and it went right across the third base bag. Corbin Allen comes home to score, and your Knights are ahead 5-0. So now this will bring up Gavin Morris. He's had two hits today, a single in the first, a double in the third. Low and outside. Craig Trout's comments in the pregame show today, he just wants to see him continue hitting, and they've done just that. Matter of fact, I think it's contagious. The JV did a lot of that today with 16 hits in their 8-2 win over Danville earlier this morning. The 1-0 pitch, outside on the corner, called strike. Zinko takes a lead at first. The pitch. That ball bounces back toward the shortstop, and all he's got to do is grab it and tag the bag, and that ends the threat. But a good inning again for Northview. They did pick up two runs on a total of two base hits. We left one stranded. At the end of 3.5 on the Great Dane scoreboard, it's Northview 5, Danville nothing.
Mulch Madness is underway at U.S. Lawns of Central Indiana. Get your mulch today. Pickup or delivery available 8 to 5 Monday through Friday and 10 to 1 Saturdays. Price per yard is only $27 for natural, $35 for dyed, or call for details on delivery and installation. Call U.S. Lawns of Central Indiana, 605-8083. U.S. Lawns of Central Indiana, located at 1309 Fruit Ridge Avenue in Terre Haute.
It's Mulch Madness
now at U.S. Lawns of Central Indiana.
At News 10, we bring you more of the day's top local stories, letting you know how they'll impact your town, your neighborhood, your family. When severe weather threatens, we bring you Mother Nature's story, helping keep you and your family safe until the storm is past. And what would life in the Wabash Valley be without our sports? Whether it's your high school or favorite local college, we keep you in step with your team's stories. The stories of the Wabash Valley. Only on News 10. Coverage you can count on.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Back at Danville High School, I'm Dave Crooks on Classic or on Timeless Classics, WAMB, Brazil, Terre Haute. We're on the AM dial at 1130. We're on the FM dial at both 106.9 in Brazil, 99.5 in Terre Haute, and on the web at WAMBradio.com. A 5-0 score in favor of Northview. Caleb Gentry will lead things off. He is the first baseman, got on with an error in the first. That pitch is on the, well, apparently on the outside corner, called strike. Defensively for Northview, Gavin Morris is your pitcher, Corbin Allen the catcher, Dylan Zentko at first, Caleb Swearingen at second. Low and outside, 1-1. Cade Rumke at third, Trey Shaw at short, Keegan Garrison, Braden Nevins, and Trey Tucker left to right. Gavin Morris with the 1-1 count. Here comes the pitch. That's a called strike. 1-2 the count. We're in the bottom of the fourth. The Knights have had 9 hits, 5 runs, 2 errors. Danville all zeros currently. The 1-2 pitch. Popped up and foul. Count remains 1-2. The 1-2 pitch. Inside, 2-2 the count. Danville plays at the Brebeuf sectional, we're told, which will be coming up soon, as well as the 4A1 for Northview at Terre Haute North. Yeah, the batter steps out of the box for a moment. Today's game, a service of Dr. Michael Shaw and Dr. Julie Anderson Shaw at Shaw Chiropractic at 78 Forest Park Plaza in Brazil. That ball is foul down the right field line. Count remains 2-2. Back on the air Tuesday at 5:50 at home against Indian Creek. Wednesday, 5:50 at Vincennes Lincoln. The 2-2 pitch. That ball is fair, and it looks like it's going to be a base hit. It just was barely hit down the third base line. Both Morris and Rumke went for it, but there just wasn't time to make the throw. So that'll give Danville their first hit of the day. This will bring up center fielder Tony Ramirez. He is the center fielder who got a strikeout in the first. Morris makes a throw to first. The runner is safe. Gavin Morris facing the left-hander. High and outside. Ball one. Keep us tuned in all month long for complete coverage from the world's greatest race course, the Indy 500, taking place this month. And we'll have flag-to-flag coverage all month long, including today's Indy GP race at 3 o'clock. That ball popped up and out of play. One and one the count on Tony Ramirez. Gavin Morris set to go. Popped up and out of play. 1-2 the count. Later tonight, Bob Lovell has Indiana Sports Talk from 9:30 to midnight here on Timeless Classics, WAMB. Gavin Morris ready for the 1-2 pitch. Here it is. Popped up and foul. Doesn't look like they're going to be able to get to it. It's going to cross the fence behind the Danville dugout. One ball, two strikes. Nobody out. A runner at first for Danville. Nobody at second and third. Knights have a 5-0 lead. They have 5 runs, 9 hits, 2 errors. Danville, no runs, 1 hit, and no errors. The 1-2 pitch. Perfect hit ball. It's going to get over the mitt of Caleb Swearingen. So the second hit in a row for Danville, as they now have runners at second and first. Caden Toney, the right fielder, will bat next. He's 0-for-1. He got tossed out by the shortstop in the first. Beautiful complex here at Danville High School. It's a turf field. Nice dugouts and stands for the fans, and a nice big concession area, and just a perfect place to watch a high school baseball game. Swing and a miss on the first pitch. 0-1 the count. Gavin Morris delivers. That one's popped up out of play. So my mic picked up what we think was the miles per hour that Gavin's throwing. 84, 85, 86 miles per hour. Does that sound right? Possible? The 0-2 pitch. It's a bit high, 1-2 the count. The 1-2 pitch. That's a ball, 2-2 the count. Gavin Morris checks the runner at second. 2 on with no outs here in the bottom of the fourth. Outside, we've got a full count. So Caden Toney trying to keep the hit streak alive for Danville. They've had 2 in a row to start the bottom of the fourth. They have runners at second and first, nobody on at third. Gavin Morris looks into Corbin Allen for the sign, checks the runner at second. The payoff pitch, high and outside, ball 4. So Caden Toney is on.
Now back to Danville, number 17, Brent Wilson.
So now Danville threatening to put some runs on the board, still no outs, and now Coach Trout's going to have a conversation. Let's see if he's going to make a change or just try to give Gavin Morris some encouragement. We're in the bottom of the fourth, and the bases are loaded. Danville trying to get some runs on the board. Knights have got to figure out a way to shut them down. We mentioned earlier we're going to have postseason coverage of both the baseball and softball teams. The girls play Tuesday, May 21st at 7:30. We'll have coverage that night at 7:20. If they win, they'll play the following night, Wednesday, May 22nd, for the sectional championship. So good luck to the Lady Knights. They're having a great season. They'll have to play Brown County on Tuesday coming up in the crossover game for first place. Here's the pitch. There's a called strike. Brant Wilsey, the left fielder, is your batter. He did strike out in the second. That ball popped up out of play and the count 0-2. Well, Dennis back at the radio station says the radar is showing rain is almost in Danville, so we'll see if that's true. The pitch is outside. 1-2 the count. Go, Bases loaded for Danville with no outs here in the bottom of the fourth. Now the batter steps out for a brief moment. Now he steps back in. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss, and a big strikeout for Gavin Morris.
Now batting for Danville, number 11, Gabe Farnsley.
Gabe Farnsley struck out in the second. He's the third baseman for Danville. Seven strikeouts in this game so far for Gavin Morris. Hard hit ball. That's trouble. That's going to go to center field. One run will score. Two runs will score. And it's now a 5-2 ball game.
Now batting for Danville, number 19, Maxwell Schumacher.
So Ramirez and Gentry will score. Tony moves over to second as Gabe Farnsley gets a big, big hit. So 5-2 Northview with one down here in the bottom of the fourth. This brings up the DH, Max Schumacher. Or is it Schumacher? Schumacher, okay. Called strike on the outside corner. 0-1 the count. Great Dane Trailers invites you to join their team today. Apply for your new career at GreatDane.com. Great Dane of Brazil and Terre Haute. That ball smashed back to Trey Shaw. Quick throw to second. They get the out. They throw to first in time for the double play. So we'll call that 6-4-3 to end the inning. But a good inning for Danville. They picked up a total of two runs. They had three hits. I had three. We'll see. We'll come back after this timeout. The score is 5-2 in favor of Northview.
I'm Dave Crooks from WAMB. When Shelley and I moved to Brazil, we had to find new people to do business with. Finding an auto mechanic was easy. We trust Tony Lorenz and his team at Lorenz Service. Tony is a third-generation family-owned business that has always made us feel like family. Tony and his team truly care about their customers. When you need a good mechanic, call Lorenz Service, 400 East National Avenue in Brazil, 486-7331, or visit LorenzService.com.
Are you experiencing back or neck pain? Quit suffering and get the relief you need now. Contact Shaw Chiropractic with offices at 78 Forest Park Plaza in Brazil and 4320 South 7th Street in Terre Haute. Dr. Michael Shaw and Dr. Julie Anderson Shaw are accepting new patients. They want to help relieve your pain. Get the relief you need now by calling Shaw Chiropractic, 443-2225, 443-2225, Shaw Chiropractic.
You're listening to the best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Back at Danville High School, I'm Dave Crooks. Glad to have you with us on this Saturday afternoon on Timeless Classics WAMB. It's a 5-2 score in favor of Northview. Leading things off will be number 20, Cade Rumke. So Rumke, he got a base on balls in the first. He got tossed out by the second baseman in the third. So first pitch is a ball, 1-0 the count. The 1-0 pitch, that ball smashed down to third base, but it will go foul. So the count 1-1. The Indy Grand Prix coming up at 3 o'clock, or whenever this broadcast is over, if we go beyond 3. The 1-1 pitch. Called strike on the outside corner. One and two the count. Here comes the pitch. Swing and a miss, and they strike him out. So Rumke,
Northview, number 25, Keegan Garrison.
Keegan Garrison will bat next. He got a strikeout in the first, picked up a single in the third. Northview has 5 runs, 9 hits, 2 errors. Danville, 2 runs, 3 hits, no errors. Nobody on with one down. And that ball takes a bounce back to the pitcher. Brabick will throw to first base to Gentry for the out, and there's 2 down. Trey Tucker.
Number 17, Trey Tucker.
Trey Tucker had a single in the second, out by the shortstop in the third. 5-2 lead for Northview. Here's the pitch. Right back to the pitcher, but he can't stop it. The second baseman will try. Blake Mills will make the toss to first base to Caleb Gentry, but it won't be in time. That'll be a base hit.
Now batting for Northview, number 13, Dylan Boer.
Dylan Boer will bat next. He's the designated hitter for Caleb Swearingen today. He had a sacrifice in the second and a base on balls in the fourth. They caught him between first and second as he tried to steal second in the fourth. Called strike, 0-1 the count. Kyle Brabick delivers the 0-1. That one smashed back to Mark Broderick at short. He'll just throw it over to Blake Mills at second for the out, and that will end the Northview threat. In the inning, no runs. We did have one hit. We left one on. We have played 4.5. On the Great Dane scoreboard, Northview leads Danville 5-2.
Hello, my name is Jeremy Montgomery. I am the Energy Services Specialist at Park Canyon AMC. We wanted to reach out to our members and inform you that through our Power Moves program, we rebate heat pumps and dual fuel heating and cooling systems. For additional details, contact our office for energy efficiency tips and rebates. Visit parkcountyramc.com or call 765-569-3282.
We were choosing colors for the house, and I stopped and looked at Mike and said, "We're really doing this, aren't we?" The process was challenging, but Riddell was there for us every step of the way. The mortgage, closing, they eased our stress. It made sense when Mike said,
"We're really doing this."
Mortgage loans made easy from Riddell. Riddell National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender. Making friends since 1885.
1130 AM, 106.9 and 99.5 FM. Timeless Classics, WAMB.
We're back at Danville High School. I'm Dave Crooks. Glad to have you tuned in today on your home for Timeless Classics, WAMB. We're on the AM dial at 1130. We're also on the FM dial in Brazil at 106.9, in Terre Haute at 99.5, on the web, WAMBradio.com. Shane Bradley in the number 9 spot will lead things off here in the fifth inning for the Danville Warriors. Swing and a miss on the first pitch, strike one. The Indy Grand Prix will follow this broadcast at 3 o'clock today from the world's greatest race course. And that's foul down the third baseline. Still some cloudy skies, no rain seen in Danville as of yet. Radar showing a lot of it coming in from the west. Hopefully it'll wait a few more hours, but who knows. Oh and 2 the count. Gavin Morris delivers. A bit low, 1-2 the count. Morris delivers the 1-2. Called strike. Caught him looking.
Now batting for Danville, number 18, Mark Broderick.
It's 8 strikeouts for Gavin Morris. Seven or eight. Let me see here. I'll have to double check that in a minute. Mark Broderick will bat next. He got on with an error in the first, thrown out by the shortstop in the third. Here's the pitch. That ball smashed down to the third baseman. Rumke makes the throw to Zenko. They get the out. Score that 5-3. And yes, Gavin Morris has had 8 strikeouts today. This will bring up Blake Mills. He's 0-for-2 today. Went down on strikeouts both times in the first and third. Two down, bottom of the fifth. 5-2 lead, Northview. Pitch is low and outside, ball one. For expert automotive service from a team you can trust, call Loren Service at 400 East National Avenue in Brazil or go to lorenservice.com for more information. Low and outside, 2-0 the count. We're back on the air Tuesday at 5:50 when Indian Creek comes to Brazil. That'll be the WIC crossover game. Wednesday, we're at Vincennes Lincoln for a 5:50 broadcast start. The 2-0 pitch, got a piece of it, 2-1 the count. When they play in the Bedford Invitational a week from today, we will not have radio coverage, as we'll be busy most of the day with coverage from the world's greatest race course with the first of 2 days of qualifications. The 2-1 pitch, swing and a miss, strike two. Two and two the count on Blake Mills. The pitch, low and outside, 3-2 the count. So big pitch coming up for Gavin Morris. The payoff pitch, foul ball. Looking into the Northview fans' stands, they've got people under blankets and heavy jackets. It's just that kind of a day. You'd think it's late March all of a sudden. The payoff pitch, ball four. So Mills will head to first. Caleb Gentry got things rolling for Danville in the fourth. He led the hit parade, 1 of 3 last inning, and got the first run for the Warriors. Got on with an error in the first. Let's see what he can do now with one runner on, nobody at second and third, and two down. That pitch is a ball, 1-0 the count. The 1-0 pitch, called strike on the outside corner. One ball, one strike, two down. The pitch, runner heading for second, and they'll get the out. I think they got him. Yep, sure enough. Trey Shaw was on it. Nice pass from, or nice throw from Corbin Allen, and that will end the Danville threat. So, in the inning, no runs, no hits, no errors. We've played 5, and on the Great Dane scoreboard, it's Northview 5, Danville 2.
One of the best gifts you can give your family is life insurance. I'm Chad Schottmeyer, your local Indiana Farm Bureau insurance agent here in Brazil. Nobody likes to think of their demise, but I've witnessed the impact life insurance can have for those who are left behind. Protect your most important asset, your family. Life insurance can protect your home and your loved ones, and it costs less than you think. Call me, Chad Schottmeyer, at Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance in Brazil at 812-446-2000. 2521.
Are you seeking a position that offers great employee benefits with bonus potential and most of all pays well? Great Dana Brazil Indiana is currently hiring. They offer starting wages between $13 and $15 an hour, along with fantastic benefits for full-time employees after 90 days with Great Dane. Benefits include health and dental insurance, 401k with employer match, company-provided pension, and a quarterly bonus program. If you're ready to start a new career, call 812-443-4711 or visit the Career Center at greatdane.com.
You're listening to the best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Back at Danville High School, I'm Dave Crooks. Glad to have you tuned in today on Timeless Classics WAMB, your home for Indy 500 coverage throughout the month of May. We go to the top of the sixth inning, and Braden Nevins will lead things off. It's a 5-2 score in favor of Northview, and the first pitch is outside, ball one. Nevins got a strikeout in the second. He got on with a fielder's choice in the fourth. The 1-0 pitch. Inside corner for a called strike. 1-1 the count. The 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike two. The 1-2 pitch. Called strike. Caught him looking. So Braden Nevins will head back to the dugout.
Number 14, Trey Shaw.
We go to the top of the order with Trey Shaw. A big triple in the first, and he scored. Thrown out by the shortstop in the second. A fielder's choice. He got on and scored in the fourth. The right-hander versus the left-hander. He goes for the bunt. Picked up by the pitcher, Brabick. He makes the throw to first in time for the out. So two down. This will bring up Corbin Allen, the catcher for the Knights.
Now batting for Northview, number 21, Corbin Allen.
Corbin got a big triple in the fourth and scored. He also got a single in the first, a single in the third. So he's 3-for-3, and now we've got a meeting at the mound. Are we going to make another pitching change for Danville? We will find out as Coach Pat O'Neill talking to his pitcher, Kyle Brabick. That's his second pitcher that he has used today. So far, they're just talking. Looks like he may keep him for the moment. I think he's asking him if his arm hurts, and I think he's going to keep him in the game. So Pat O'Neill will walk back to the dugout for Danville. There's two down here in the top of the sixth. Nobody on for Northview. Your batter is Corbin Allen. 5-2 lead for the Knights. Here comes the pitch. High for ball one. The 1-0 pitch. That's popped up. Could be playable in foul territory. Well, actually, Shane Bradley, the catcher, is going to get it behind home plate, and that's going to end the Northview threat. So in the inning, three up, three down, we have played 5.5 on the Great Dane scoreboard. Northview leads Danville 5-2.
Tax reform impacts virtually every tax return this year. Wondering what that means for your refund, but don't want to spend hours reading the tax code? Head over to H&R Block. They'll help you find every credit and deduction and get every dollar you deserve, so you can spend more time thinking about what to do with your maximum refund and less time trying to figure out tax reform. In person or online, Block has your back.
This is Sue Goshen from your family-owned H&R Block in Brazil. We understand local taxes because we are local. Visit us today.
Exhausted and mother go hand in hand. Kind of like summer and overcommitment. We've got lots of plans for the long days ahead. Lots of sticky hands to hold and sharp blocks to step on. That's why I love the energizing Red Bull slush from Sonic. Ah, tastes like spring break 2003. I drove a van then, and I drive a van now. Buckle up, kids. Ever done a donut?
keep it going all summer long with the Sonic Red Bull Slush, now half price when you order ahead. Red Bull Slush not recommended for children, pregnant or nursing women, and persons sensitive to caffeine. See menu for details. For a limited time only, participating Sonic Red Bull.
Your home for Northview Night Sports. Timeless Classics, WAMB.
We're back live at Danville High School. I'm Dave Crooks. We go to the bottom half of the sixth inning where Northview leads by a score of 5-2. Caleb Gentry will be back up to bat when play resumes. He got on with an error in the first, got a single, and scored in the fourth. He was batting in the fifth when they got the third out, when they nailed the runner at second, I think. That was Blake Mills.
Number 16, Caleb Gentry.
Caleb Gentry, the first baseman, will step up to the plate, and Gavin Morris will go to work on him. Bottom of the sixth inning. Here's the pitch. Strike one on a swing and a miss. The 0-1, low and outside, 1-1 the count. One ball, one strike, nobody out, nobody on here in the bottom of the sixth. Outside corner for a called strike, 1-2 the count. Gavin Morris has had 8 strikeouts so far in this game. Outside, 2-2 the count. The 2-2 pitch. Way low, 3-2 the count. Big pitch coming up for Gavin Morris. The payoff pitch. Right field line, it's going to be foul. Count remains full at 3-2. The payoff pitch once again. Called strike, caught him looking on an inside corner pitch. He was off to first base, and the umpire had to disappoint him. So 9 strikeouts for Gavin Morris. This will bring up center fielder Tony Ramirez. The right-hander delivers, swing and a miss. Gavin Morris on the mound, Corbin Allen your catcher, Dylan Zinko at first, Caleb Swearingen at second, Cade Rumke at third, Trey Shaw at shortstop. The 0-1 pitch, called strike on the inside corner. Keegan Garrison in left field, Braden Nevins in center, and Trey Tucker in right field. That's your defensive lineup for Northview. The 0-2 pitch, swing and a miss, and he struck him out. 10 strikeouts today so far for Gavin Morris.
Number 9, Caden Toney.
This will bring up Caden Toney, the right fielder. If you're a Northview community-minded sponsor, we'd love to have you on our postseason coverage for both baseball and softball. It's low cost, and you'll be showing your support for Northview sports and reaching a lot of fans. Call 420-2518 or track me down on Facebook either through our Timeless Classics WAMB page or my personal page. We'd love to have your support of the Northview Knights. That's how we can keep bringing you all the great live coverage of local high school sports here on WAMB. The 1-0, that's a foul. 1-1 the count. Again, a big happy Mother's Day to all the mothers this weekend celebrating for all the great things you do for all of us. The 1-1 pitch. Nice hard hit ball. That's going to be a base hit out to center field. He found the sweet spot. Swearingen couldn't get to it. So Caden Tony gets a hit. That'll be the fourth of the game for Danville. This will bring up Brant Wilsey, the left fielder. He's 0 for 2 today, both on strikeouts. Well, they did switch out. Excuse me. So that actually makes it Austin. Is it Canaday? Thank you for the correction. Austin Canaday is your batter. And is he entered in the right field? Is that what he did? Left field. Okay. Count 1-0. Swing and a miss. So where'd Caden Tony go, guys? Wilson came out, huh? Struck him out. 11 strikeouts for Gavin Morris to end the inning. So no runs, one hit. Well, they do leave one on. We've played six innings of baseball, and on the Great Dane scoreboard, it's 5-2, Northview leading Danville.
Mulch Madness is underway at U.S. Lawns of Central Indiana. Get your mulch today. Pickup or delivery available 8 to 5 Monday through Friday and 10 to 1 Saturdays. Price per yard is only $27 for natural, $35 for dyed, or call for details on delivery and installation. Call U.S. Lawns of Central Indiana, 605-8083. U.S. Lawns of Central Indiana, located at 1309 Fruit Ridge Avenue in Terre Haute.
It's Mulch Madness
now at U.S. Lawns of Central Indiana.
At News 10, we bring you more of the day's top local stories, letting you know how they'll impact your town, your neighborhood, your family. When severe weather threatens, we bring you Mother Nature's story, helping keep you and your family safe until the storm is past. And what would life in the Wabash Valley be without our sports? Whether it's your high school or favorite local college, we keep you in step with your team's stories. The stories of the Wabash Valley, only on News 10, coverage you can count on.
The voice of the Northview Knights, Timeless Classics, WAMB.
We go to the top half of the seventh inning here at Danville. Northview leads 5-2. Dylan Zinko will be your batter. He got out in the first by the first baseman, struck out in the third, then got a single in the fourth. And it was a big single in the fourth that drove in a couple of runs. Here's the pitch. Inside for a ball, 1-0 the count. The NDGP broadcast coming up at 3 o'clock. Looks like we're going to hit that just right. If all goes well, knock on wood. That's low for a ball, 2-0 the count. The 2-0 pitch. Nice hit deep towards center field. Going back, it's going to be caught. And there's one down. So Tony Ramirez will make the catch in center. This will bring up Gavin Morris, who's had a great day. A single in the first, a double in the third, out by the shortstop in the fourth. 5-2 score, Northview leads Danville. 5 runs, 10 hits, 2 errors for the Knights, 2-4-0 for Danville. Outside, ball one. Nobody on here in the top of the seventh with one down. The right-hander delivers the 1-0. Breaking ball, 2-0 the count. The 2-0 pitch. Inside and high for ball three. So let's see if Gavin Morris will take this pitch. The 3-0. Low and outside for ball four. So Gavin Morris is on with the base on balls.
Now batting for Northview, number 20, Cade Rumke.
Cade Rumke will bat next. The third baseman, a walk in the first, thrown out by the second baseman in the third, and a strikeout in the fifth. Here's the throw to first as they try to pick off Morris at first. He's safe. Here's the throw. That ball smashed into center field for a nice base hit. So Rumke is on. And now with Morris at second, Rumke at first. By the way, that would be our 11th hit of the day.
Tyler Timberman.
Tyler Timberman will be your batter. He's in for Keegan Garrison. That ball, boy, right field, and it went foul. Wouldn't have taken much to have made that a beautiful double or so. So Tyler Timberman, a junior for the Knights. Runners at second and first for Northview with one down, top of the seventh, and a 5-2 lead. Here's the pitch. Low and outside. One and one the count on Tyler Timberman. The pitch, high for ball two. Two and one the count. Don't forget to tune in, Frank Rush, weekday mornings at the top of the hour following CBS News with the latest local news here on WAMB. Swing and a miss, two and two the count on Tyler Timberman. The 2-2 pitch, outside, full count now, 3-2. The payoff pitch, that ball smashed to shortstop. He's going to scoop it to third for the out. So a fielder's choice.
Now batting for Northview, number 17, Trey Tucker.
Trey Tucker will bat next. He's had two hits today. They're both singles. Out by the shortstop in the third. Runners at first and second with two down. Pitches on the outside corner for a strike. The 0-1 pitch, that ball popped up out of play. Two down here in the top of the seventh, 5-2 lead for Northview. Knights have a runner at second and a runner at first. Trey Tucker is your batter. Rumke on at second. Timberman on at first. That ball popped up out of play as well. The 0-2 pitch. He reached for that, and it worked. It drops in right field for a base hit, and Northview has the bases loaded. So nice job by Trey Tucker.
Now batting for Northview, number 22, Caleb Swearingen.
Our 12th hit of the day. Caleb Swearingen will bat for himself now. And the last couple of times they've tried this, it's worked quite well. Caleb has gotten a couple of big hits. So Northview trying to blow it open some more with two outs here in the top of the seventh. Bases loaded, leading 5-2. The pitch, high for a ball. We'll join the Indianapolis Motor Speedway following this broadcast for the Indy Grand Prix race. The 1-0 pitch, inside, 2-0. The 2-0 pitch, that ball popped up and out of play. Cade Rumke at third. You've got Timberman at second, Tucker at first. Two and one the count with two down. Top of the seventh. Pitch is outside, 3-1. Hey, a walk would drive in a run. That would be okay. Runners take their leads. A 3-1 pitch. High and inside, and we just walked in a run. So, Cade Rumke will score. The Knights lead 6-2.
Now batting for Northview, number 5, Braden Nevins.
Braden Nevins will bat next. That ball smashed to the second baseman. Blake Mills will hand it off to Mark Broderick, the shortstop, and that will end the threat. But a good inning for Northview. They did pick up another run off of two more hits. They left two on. We have played 6.5 here in Danville. On the Great Dane scoreboard, Northview leads Danville 6-2.
My name is Jeremy Montgomery. I'm the Energy Services Specialist at Park County RMC. We wanted to reach out to our members and inform you that through our Power Moves program, we have $1,500 in rebates for the install of geothermal systems. This can be combined with an additional $800 in bill credits, and until the end of 2019, there is a 30% federal credit. For details, contact our office, or for additional energy efficiency tips and rebates, visit parkcountyremc.com.
Are you experiencing back or neck pain? Quit suffering and get the relief you need now. Contact Shaw Chiropractic with offices at 78 Forest Park Plaza in Brazil and 4320 South 7th Street in Terre Haute. Dr. Michael Shaw and Dr. Julie Anderson Shaw are accepting new patients. They want to help relieve your pain. Get the relief you need now by calling Shaw Chiropractic, 443-2225, 443-2225, Shaw Chiropractic.
This is Timeless Classics WAMB. Stream us on the web at WAMBradio.com.
We're back at Danville High School. I'm Dave Crooks. Glad to have you tuned in today on Timeless Classics WAMB. We go to the bottom half of the seventh inning where the Knights lead 6-2. Gabe Farnsley will bat next. He's the third baseman. Is it a 5 or a 6? Oh, 5-2. Okay, the guy coming up next. Gotcha. Oh, in the hole. Okay, gotcha. That pitch is low. 1-0 the count. Farnsley got a strikeout in the second and a single in the fourth. Morris delivers the pitch. That ball smashed back towards second. Trey Shaw makes a nice throw to first. They get the out. score that 6-3.
Now batting for Danville, number 19, Maxwell Schumacher.
Max Schumacher, the DH, is your batter. He's 0-2 today. Danville down to their last two outs of the game. And that is low, ball one. The 1-0 pitch, outside corner for a called strike. So the count 1-1. Gavin Morris delivers the 1-1 pitch. Foul ball. 11 strikeouts today for Gavin Morris. He's pitched a nice game. And he's also had two hits in the game and a walk. The 1-2 pitch. Called strike. Caught him looking for strikeout number 12.
Now batting for Danville, number 5, Caden Whitehead.
They're going to bring a freshman in. Caden Whitehead will be your batter. No pressure against the freshman. He'll step up with a 6-2 deficit. Called strike. Or is it 5-2 score? The scoreboard's got me thrown off. It is 6. Yes, of course it is. One and one the count on Caden Whitehead. Here's the pitch. That's high for a ball, 2-1. Coming up, the Indy GP race at 3 o'clock from the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. Kicks off our month of May coverage from the world's greatest race course. The 2-1 pitch. Swing and a miss for strike two. Big pitch coming up for Gavin Morris. Nobody on here in the bottom of the seventh and a 5-2 lead for Northview. Or 6-2 lead, excuse me. The 2-2 pitch. Ooh. Bit outside. Now we've got a full count. Gavin Morris ready for the payoff pitch. Foul ball. Count remains full at 3-2. Well, if Danville loses, they'll even out their record at 11-11. The Knights would improve to 10-8. We're back on the air Tuesday at 5:50 from Northview and Wednesday 5:50 at Vincennes Lincoln. We hope you'll join us. No coverage next Saturday from Bedford due to Indy 500 qualifications. The payoff pitch from Gavin Morris. That ball smashed down to the second baseman. Caleb Swearingen scoops it up, throws to Zinko for the out, and that's the ball game. Your final score on the Great Dane scoreboard, Northview 6, Danville 2. We'll come back to wrap it up after we take this timeout on WAMB.
Exhausted and mother go hand in hand. Kind of like summer and overcommitment. We've got lots of plans for the long days ahead. Lots of sticky hands to hold and sharp blocks to step on. That's why I love the energizing Red Bull slush from Sonic. Ah, tastes like spring break 2003. I drove a van then, and I drive a van now. Buckle up, kids. Ever done a donut?
Keep it going all summer long with the Sonic Red Bull slush. Now half price when you order ahead. Red Bull slush not recommended for children, pregnant or nursing women, and persons sensitive to caffeine. See menu for details. For limited time only, participating Sonic drivers.
One of the best gifts you can give your family is life insurance. I'm Chad Schottmeyer, your local Indiana Farm Bureau insurance agent here in Brazil. Nobody likes to think of their demise, but I've witnessed the impact life insurance can have for those who are left behind. Protect your most important asset, your family. Life insurance can protect your home and your loved ones. And it costs less than you think. Call me, Chad Schottmeyer, at Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance in Brazil at 812-446-2521.
The best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Northview improves to 10 wins and 8 losses for the season as they pick up a 6-2 win over the Danville Warriors. The line score looked like this: 6 runs, 12 hits, 2 errors for the Knights, 2 runs, 4 hits, no errors for Danville. 12 strikeouts today for Gavin Morris. A lot of hitting today for Northview. They played well. Time now to announce our Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance agent, Chad Schottmeyer, player of the game. This is kind of tough because you had a couple players with triples. Trey Shaw had a triple and 2 runs. Corbin Allen had a couple of runs and a triple. But I got to give it to Gavin Morris today. He pitched a really good game, and then he had 2 hits himself. So overall, I'd say Gavin Morris is today's player of the game, sponsored by Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance agent Chad Schottmeyer in Brazil. Call Chad at 812-208-3244 for an insurance quote today. We appreciate you tuning in for our coverage. We'll back on the air Tuesday and Wednesday at 5:50, and we hope you'll tune in for more coverage. Stay tuned. The Indy Grand Prix race is coming up. For Dennis Porter. Oh, and look who's here. I'll give you a quick minute, Coach, because I got to get to the Grand Prix race.
I hustled. I did all my best.
That's okay. Craig Trout's going to join us for a short interview. And, Coach, a good win today.
Yeah, it was a really good job by Gavin Morris on the mound. I thought, you know, we pounded out 10 or 11 hits there, and I thought that we all did a really good job.
Yeah, good hitting, which is what you said in the pregame, is what you were wanting. A couple of errors got us worried early, but we got over those in a hurry.
Yeah, I mean, we cleaned it up there, and you know, playing on the turf can be a little bit different, but just some stuff we have to work on as we get into the tournament. But most of all, just the way Gavin pitched and the way we hit the ball really helped.
Yeah, he went the distance. That was impressive. I've already made him the player of the game, especially with the pitching performance
and the fact that
he had 2 hits. You had 2 players today with triples, Corbin Allen and Trey Shaw.
They got good wheels. Yeah, I didn't ever know what a triple was like, but they sure can do it.
Any other thoughts about today's performance?
No, just overall a really good day. Great job by our JV. Pounded out about 16 or 17 hits, and varsity did a good job. So overall, a good day for the Northview Knights.
So we'll take a break tomorrow and, I guess, get ready for Indian Creek on Tuesday.
Yeah, Indian Creek on Tuesday, the crossover game, and they're going to be pretty good. And we've taken them down once, so hopefully do it again.
Coach, have a great weekend.
All right, you too. Thank you, guys.
Craig Trout with our post-game interview as the Knights win at 6-2. We will check with you on Tuesday night at 5:50 with our coverage from Northview. Again, our final 6-2, Northview wins it. Stay tuned, the Indy Grand Prix coming up next. On Timeless Classics WAMB, I'm Dave Crooks. For Dennis Porter, our studio producer, happy Mother's Day. Have a safe and great weekend.
You've been listening to Northview Baseball on Timeless Classics WAMB. Today's game has been brought to you by Park County REMC, your Touchtone Energy Cooperative, Sonic Drive-In with 2 locations in Terre Haute, State Road 46 East and in Plaza North, Riddell National Bank, you're not a number, you're our neighbor, WTHI TV 10, News 10, coverage you can count on. Chad Schroppmeyer, Farm Bureau Insurance, call 812-208-3244. U.S. Lawns of Central Indiana. Great Dane, join their team today. Apply at greatdane.com. Sue Goshen, H&R Block, your local H&R Block in Brazil. Dr. Michael Shaw and Dr. Julie Anderson Shaw at Shaw Chiropractic, located at 78 Forest Park Plaza in Brazil. And Lorenz Service, a family tradition since 1930 in downtown Brazil. We hope you'll patronize these sponsors and tell them how much you appreciate Northview Baseball on Timeless Classics WAMB, Brazil, Terre Haute.